Bareem Green, I want to get right into the meat of this, of the context of what I want to say tonight. Let me tell you something. Don't let people judge you. Nobody can judge you but the one. Let me say it again. Whoever you believe, I'm not here to judge anybody. But whatever it is that you believe, your intimate relationship with whatever higher power that you believe, that is your, between you and your belief. And my, for me, I believe God. God. My intimate relationship with God is nobody else's business. See, when I was younger, right, I used to let people make me feel some kind of way because of what they believe. Let me say it again. I used to run around trying to seek validation from people inside of churches as well that were judging me, condemning me, hating on me, making me feel some kind of way when the truth of the matter is my intimate relationship with my God is our business. Me and God's business. God already made me. God already knows me. God already knows who, what I am. He knows what I'm thinking. He knows what I've been through. He knows what I've endured. He already knows me, and he knows me. So with the thoughts of other people, see, I had to realize and understand this later on in my life. Other people's opinions and other people's judgment don't mean jack shit. When it comes to you and your intimate relationship with the higher power of what you believe. So don't you sit around and live your life for other people, because God is the ultimate judge, in my opinion, right? God is the ultimate judge, or whatever belief you believe is the ultimate, right? I had to understand and realize that. No, you're not going to make me feel bad. No, you're not going to make me feel guilty. No, you're not going to put your insecurities onto me. You are not going to do it. And when I realized and understood that, oh, my good God Almighty, my life became better and better and better and better and better and better and better. When you don't seek validation, when you don't seek judgment, when you don't seek to be condemned from other people. Y'all, it's hard enough living this life that we live. It's hard enough living a life where people are constantly ostracizing you. It's already a hard life to live, so you don't need other people that are supposedly there to help you. I'm talking about in the church. People that are supposedly there to help you, condemning you, judging you, putting you down, when the very belief that you believe is love. See, that's what I believe. I don't care what somebody else is belief on life that they live. I'm going to treat them in encouragement. I'm going to treat them in love. I'm going to show love because love was shown to me. That's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do because I believe that is the ultimate pure thing to do, is to show love. Be compassionate. Show encouragement to everybody, no matter where you come from, no matter what sexuality you have, no matter what financial status you may have, no matter where you are, no matter what life you may live, no matter what, period, no matter what drugs you may be addicted to, I am not here to cast judgment upon anyone. I'm here only to be enlightened by God's love and to show encouragement to other people and to show love no matter what. Y'all have an amazing day. Remember to live your fullest, to force your fullest potential. Always remember that God is there. Always, that's my belief. Always remember that you are amazing. Always remember that no matter what you may be going through, don't let people judge you. Don't let, or if they judge you, don't let it get to you. How about that? Don't let it get to you. You continue to be the best version of yourself and live out your truth, whatever truth that may be. Y'all have an amazing day. I'll talk to you on the next podcast. Share this video out. Share this podcast out. And if you go over to my Facebook page, Michael Vereen Green, or I'm also on Instagram, go over there, share out some positivity, and tell all your friends about Michael Vereen Green page and sharing out positivity. You share out positivity as well and live your life towards your fullest potential. No matter where you are, no matter what life you may be living, you continue to live your best and your intimate relationship with God, or your intimate relationship with whatever